En fait, tu es une...
C'est ma grande question, en fait.
One is sometimes we get requests.
From the students?
From stakeholders.
From stakeholders.
And stakeholders, they ask us to, if we could possibly develop those courses, programs for them.
Okay.
In which case, we do.
Okay.
We bring together a course team and we develop the program.
Okay.
And very often there are other institutions approaching us.
Okay.
With their programs. And then we sense the market,
okay.
We sound the market and see whether there is a demand for such courses, programs,
okay.
And then we go ahead with the programs.
Okay.
And very often partnerships are developed with other organizations. And then in the light of the partnerships, whatever program they have on offer,
yes.
So we try and offer them
to the
people locally.
Okay,
so,
okay, and when you talk about the stakeholders, that would be, for instance, that Tertiary Education Commission, the Ministry of Higher Education,
No. It could be, for example, you have an organization, for example, coming to us, which wishes to mount a program, a course for their employees.
Okay.
So
it could be that.
Yeah, it could be that.
Is it, okay.
We have the ministry, for example, approaching us, telling us that. They wish this course to be mounted.
Okay.
In which case, we go ahead and mount it.
Okay. And is it the same process for? I mean, do you systematically look first on the domestic, like providers, to see who can provide this in Mauritius, and then look outside of Mauritius? How does it happen that you look internationally for some?
Oh, we look internationally for some programs. Sometimes
okay.
We look locally as well.
Okay.
And very often we approach, for example, we take initiative sometimes to approach other institutions.
Okay.
So in which case, once we approach them, if the project is worthwhile, we go ahead.
Go ahead with it.
Yeah.
Okay. And concerning the syllabus, so I assume...
Obviously. Yeah. Is the syllabus prepared by an institution of origin?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It is. Yeah, we abide by their rules and regulations.
Okay.
It's their program.
Okay.
But now and again, we can adopt and adapt.
Okay.
This can happen through local tutoring. We can do that.
Okay, to make sure that it's adapted, to the request of your...
Mm-hmm.
And so on the international collaborations, assuming with all the change going on right now, some things will be updated.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have see a few partnerships on the website with Amity, with Indira Gandhi Open Visa
up to date. Okay. So we have Amity.
Yes.
We have IGNU.
Yes.
We have University of Madras.
Of Madras, yeah. Did you
University of Madras. We have the Chartered Institute of Transport and Logistics.
Ah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Before. UK.
Okay.
And then locally we have the University of Mauritius. We have UTM.
Okay, University of Technology.
So, yeah.
Okay, and project to extend the network. I saw something about Malaysia. Is that necessary?
I'm not aware of this. I just read it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You actually answered the next question about who initiated the collaboration,
so
it goes both ways, it's two-way. In case, for instance, you've mentioned as when you Institute of Transport?
Institute of Transport and Logistics.
Whether you choose them or Amity or any institution, why do you go towards them? Is it because they have a reference in the
For example, Chartered Institute of Transport and Logistics, they offer courses, programs which meet the requirements of people working in our transport industry.
Okay.
So and of course, being UK qualification is highly prized
and
Mauritius.
Okay.
So we go with them and high quality stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if it's the reverse, if you have foreign institutions coming and asking about, you know, if they can offer this or that course, do they give reasons why they are interested in Mauritius and what do they?
Education is not a business.
It is a business.
So when they come to you, they come to you for business.
Okay.
Then we look at the business model, and if we agree with the business model, we get approval from our board, and then we go ahead.
So there's no real, when it comes to when they explain their choice, they're not going to spend time talking about how they view the Mauritian workforce, or
it really is
more of a business endeavor. Okay, and concerning the academic staff,
yeah.
So how does it happen, especially for, is it foreign tutors, foreign lecturers, foreign professors, or local, or
local,
mix?
They're all local.
All local.
They're all local.
Yes.
We train them.
Okay, trained by...
We train them. We train all of them systematically in the delivery of open distance learning.
Yes.
And then we look at their CV.
Okay.
And then we have people who now and again write to us applying for part-time lectureships,
yes.
part-time tutors and so on. So we have
evaluate,
a database.
Yes.
Whenever we have a program on offer, we look at our database
and
then we have a selection committee
okay.
chaired by myself.
Yes.
And then we decide. And we put
go
them.
Ahead with
because they're only part-timers. Eh?
Okay, okay. There's no. I mean, part-time, but there's also full-time.
Full-time, yes.
Okay,
there are only five of us.
Okay,
full-time,
who are full-time lecturers.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
And so if a program is from an institution from abroad, they also get. Well, do they get briefings? Do they get some information on how to teach the course, or is that really your responsibility?
It's our responsibility.
Okay,
our because we have the program,
okay,
we have
so
the syllabus,
okay.
so they go according. Now, what happens is that if the program comes from abroad,
mm-hmm.
we have the material from abroad,
yeah.
we have the syllabus from abroad, and like IGNU, for example, IGNU sends us the course material, the self-instructional material,
yeah.
and the tutors look at have a copy of the course material, and then they work accordingly.
Okay, yes.
We
so
establish a planner.
Okay,
yeah.
okay. And are there visiting lecturers or not?
No,
not
we
at all.
No.
Okay. And so, do you have on the results, the academic results? Do you have like pass rates? Do you?
Oh yeah, very
yes.
high. I can
yeah.
see. Very
yeah.
because the people are adults.
Okay,
one,
yeah. That makes a difference.
They pay.
Yes.
They pay.
Okay.
So obviously, it is in their interest, and
in
most of them. They wish to improve their qualifications for social upliftment, social
yes, so
mobility, for promotion,
yes.
and mostly the reason for them is extrinsic rather than intrinsic.
Okay.
So
have
the
to
pass
adapt.
Rate is, I would say,
yeah.
75%.
I mean, the motivation is there.
The motivation is there.
Yeah, that makes
yeah.
a difference. And so do you have first time, I mean, how do you say that, students who have just graduated who enroll with you, or is it really for mature students?
Adults, mature students.
Okay, so
yeah, very, very few who actually left school come to us. Because mostly they go to the University
yeah.
of Mauritius, UTM.
Yeah.
It's only those who are not accepted. Some of them go abroad. Then very, very few. Very
will come
few
straight to the, yeah.
18, 19-year-old.
Okay.
Even 20s, I would say. Most of them are
mature students.
But they have the basic requirement because we have to
yes.
abide by the requirement of the organization concerned. And IGNU is very rigid.
Yes.
So which means that IGNU says two A-levels, so we have
two A-levels.
Okay. UK, they're fairly flexible,
yeah.
but otherwise all the other organisations, they set their own criteria for entry, and we
abide. And you abide
yeah.
by it.
Yeah.
And do you offer that for bachelor,
bachelor's,
postgrad?
Masters.
And
yeah.
yeah.
We have diplomas.
Yes, diplomas.
Then we have certificates.
Certificates first, and then
diplomas.
Yeah.
Bachelor's, masters.
Okay.
No
research program, no doctoral
program. Postgrad diploma,
well.
We have.
Okay.
But then we don't have
okay.
PhDs. No.
Is that going to change with
course,
Open University of Mauritius?
Change.
And do you expect, or is it your intention to go to first, I mean, young HSE graduates as well?
Yeah.
Or will, that remains to be seen.
If you are at the conference, mostly people
yes.
who go into DL or
will be mature students, those who
will,
don't have time to attend.
Because one, for economic reason, they are working
okay.
in full-time employment,
yes.
so they'll come to you study as a part-time.
Okay, yeah, so even okay, that would be still the case. And, well, just general comments on integration of graduates in the workplace. Well, obviously, when you talk about an organization approaching
now,
you, but wouldn't well, that?
And you have an integration into the workplace, or you... No, the point... What you're trying to say that whether... Once they qualify, then they get. Is that what you mean? No.
Yeah, basically. Well, this was meant to be a general questionnaire to different sort of partners.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, it would be, for instance, once they have their degree, their certificate, their diplomas, do they manage to secure the job for which they
some
were studying?
Some of them get promotion.
Okay.
Some
yeah.
Some get promotion. Some of them get employed because they now have a degree.
Yes.
So
now
if
they have
they've applied. to a job requiring a degree, then they'll get in, obviously.
Okay. Okay.
But mostly, as I said, most of our people are actually working, so which means they're likely to get promotion in their own jobs, or they're likely to change jobs to get a job that requires
more. And do they get sponsorship? Do they sometimes get sponsored by the institutions? Does that happen?
No, we do not sponsor anyone.
Yeah,
but some, very few, in fact, get sponsorship by the employers.
Okay.
Some of them. Yeah, like the transport, for example.
Oh,
CINT.
Yeah, that was specifically
because they're already
for
working, so they get sponsorship.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
No, it's a pleasure. If ever I haven't, you happy with?
Well, I mean, all your answers fit exactly with what I wanted to collect. And
yes,
obviously, it is true that as I go along, I realize that some things I might need, you know, just to see. There might have been things.
You have my email address.
Yes.
Once, if you needed any polishing, just feel the questions to me. I'll get back to you.
I will definitely.
I'll get back to you within 48 hours.
No worries. I mean, I do understand that, you know, as you have the tax schedule. But
don't worry.
Thank you very much for
it's a pleasure.
For giving me that
nice
possibility.
Meeting you.
Same
all
here.
The best
it was nice meeting you.
Yeah.
And